Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. Patients pleading for access to medical marijuana shared a stage today with mothers worried about more kids having access to marijuana. State regulators say they'll balance those viewpoints as they write the rules for the use of medical marijuana in Massachusetts. WBUR's Martha Biebinger was on hand today as regulators listened to the various perspectives on the new law, and she filed this report.
Lawyers and lobbyists in suits lined the walls of a meeting room at Roxbury Community College, while patients, caregivers, doctors, and advocates filled rows of chairs waiting for a chance to testify.
My name is Scott Murphy. I live in Auburndale.
Murphy shifts nervously as he asks a panel of public health officials to adopt a broad definition of, quote, a debilitating medical condition. He uses marijuana and several prescribed medications to manage ongoing back, leg, and arm pain from a serious accident several years ago. Murphy claims marijuana is also effective in helping veterans cope with post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD.
As you may be aware, we're losing one soldier a day to suicide.
Including one of Murphy's close Army buddies last year.
If medical marijuana can help one person, I would hope you would consider that.
Murphy can't get a medical marijuana certificate through his doctor at the Veterans Administration because doctors there are bound by the federal definition of marijuana as an illegal substance. But more than a dozen patients spoke this morning about medical conditions they do hope the state will certify for treatment with marijuana.
It really provides a type of relief that no other medication even approaches.
Peter Hayashi from Newton has nerve damage from surgery a dozen years ago that triggers pain from even a light touch. He says state regulations should not restrict when or for which ailments doctors can recommend marijuana.
The conditions for which it is useful should be decided between the patient and the doctor, just like any other condition.
But other people want strict guidelines on the use of marijuana for treatment and on who can grow it, whether at home or commercially. Ann Bukes worries about the impact of more marijuana in her neighborhood of South Boston.
We just have such a strong, high drug problem right now in our community. That's the fear.
Bukes also wants careful monitoring to make sure youth don't have any easier access to the drug.
Certainly there's people that need it. You know, we saw that today. But how do you control that? I think that's the biggest issue. I don't think anybody has shown us in the state that they have really strong controls over anything. You know, drugs or alcohol. So I find it hard to believe that they can do this.
State regulators are weighing patient demands for easy access against concerns raised by parents who worry about more marijuana in kitchens, bedrooms, and bathrooms across the Commonwealth. Lauren Smith is the state's public health commissioner.
We have to, in going through this, take a balanced approach along the way. We certainly heard today that people very much want their condition not to be excluded, recognizing that only a specific number of conditions were mentioned by name in the statute.
The question of how to interpret language that says marijuana is now legal for patients with a debilitating medical condition is one of many issues and definitions Smith and her team are supposed to resolve by May 1st. Smith says she hopes to issue regulations that will define how marijuana can be used and sold legally for medical purposes in Massachusetts on time. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.